join the conversation with our guest. Our guest is Vance Ginn. He is a senior fellow at YAL, the Young Americans for Liberty Foundation. Vance Ginn, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Rich. It's a pleasure to be with you.
My pleasure to have you, sir. So I'm very curious because I think, again, you know, I'm one of these opinionated blowhards, as they say. You know, I always find something wrong with Washington. But, I mean, you have expertise in this area, right, as a former chief economist at the White House and OMB. You know a lot more about this as a professional on a practical matter than I do. Is there any good that comes out of this $1.7 trillion package?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. A lot of the members of Congress will go home and say they got X, Y, and Z for their district and consider that to be a good thing. You know, there are more than 3,100 earmarks to specific districts across the country of this $1.7 trillion bill. I can't find anything good in it, to tell you the truth. I mean, this is a 10% increase in the amount of spending. No one's pay is going up on average anyway across the United States by 10%. Inflation is running 7% by measured by the CPI. So it's even faster than that. This is just a monstrosity that's 4,100 pages that no one has read and should not have been passed.
You know, I hear that and I think, my goodness, you know, I think some people might think we make this stuff up, you know, where you hear different members of Congress from the Senate to the House saying, you know, they brokered this deal behind closed doors, they released it in the dead of night, and they kind of just make this push to, you got to vote for it, because, like you said, there's so many earmarks to so many districts, they kind of wrap up and strong arm every last member of Congress they can to say, look, you got to vote for this thing. If you need this and you got to bring home the bacon, you need this. And it's shameful, in my opinion, that they're going out and they're doing this final smash and grab, but that's exactly what it is. Do you feel like this is undercutting the incoming majority in the House, where they're looking to, you know, do everything they can to kind of try and right the ship? Do you think this kind of pulls the rug out from under them?
To a certain extent. I mean, of course, you have a new Congress that's coming in, and hopefully these House Republicans will be fiscally frugal, practice some fiscal responsibility, because that's not what we've seen over the last 2 years, when we've increased the national debt by about $7 trillion to more than $31 trillion now. I mean, that's about $95,000 per every man, woman, and child across the United States, or about $250,000 owed per taxpayer. It's a massive bill that's coming home to roost, and we're seeing that right now through higher interest rates, higher inflation as the Fed prints all this money, and the high regulations, the high government spending that distorts the overall economy is creating a situation where, you know, most Americans don't feel like this economy is any good. They feel like we're in a recession. I happen to believe we're in a recession. And so this just pours fuel on the fire that we already have of our economy.
All right, folks, we are on with Vance Ginn. He's a former chief economist at the White House in the Office of Management and Budget. He's also a senior fellow at the Young Americans for Liberty Foundation. And this is a, I think, a classic example of government spending gone awry, gone amok. Interesting story. I once had an offline, not an interview, but a 6 or 7 minute conversation with economist Thomas Sowell. And probably one of the best 6 or 7 minutes of my life. And what
a
brilliant
amazing
guy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he agreed to come on the show with me, but it didn't work after we scheduled it. But I bring it up because him and Friedman, I feel like, and yourself, economists that make sense, if, I don't know if that's the right term, but they seem to be disappearing. Why is this happening? And how? Is it colleges not teaching it the same way? Or people just don't care and they're just, hey, let's tax and spend everything to death?
Well, I mean, I think that's a great point, and those are some of my favorite economists. Thomas Sowell, you know, Milton Friedman, Frederick Hayek, Ludwig von Mises. I mean, a lot of those folks are the key ones that are my background. And it is unfortunate that we don't have those types of voices that are speaking out there today. I think a lot of economists, when they get into this academic jargon and the equations and the modeling that they do, they try to fine-tune the economy. And when you want to fine-tune the economy and give yourself more worth than what you really have, then it brings about this ego, and too often there's an ego surrounded around with economists to bring more government into the picture. And from my perspective, government is the problem. Going back to President Reagan, he had it right, that government is the problem, And so before we start trying to fix things with government that I'm seeing too many, you know, economists try to do today, you've really got to say, what's the core problem here? And if it's government, get that out of the way first. I think that's what Milton Friedman did such a great job explaining, is that, look, government failure is much worse than market failure, because the free market is really just free people. That's all the market is. And that's what we need more of, not more government like this $1.7 trillion monstrosity that was passed today.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with that. Now, again, Vance, we're on with Vance Ginn. He's with Young Americans for Liberty. And I want you to tell us just a little bit about the work that you're doing with YAL, because I know them to be a great, campus-based and student-focused organization, but it seems like they've spread their wings across a lot of things. So tell us about the work you're doing and how it impacts that.
Yeah, it's a great organization. It's headquartered now in Austin, Texas. They got out of D.C. so they can find freedom and more in the Texas area, which is where I live as well. My focus is really making sure that we have free market policies that are going on across the United States. Young Americans for Liberty has the Hazlitt Coalition, which is a group of legislative members across the United States, and there are more than 300 of them now. That coalition has more than doubled in this current election, or the elections just passed. We're trying to make sure that there's pro-liberty, pro-growth policies passed across the United States, and so far, all the legislation that's been passed across the U.S. has now totaled more than 100 million people that have made more free based on these sort of pro-growth, pro-liberty policies that have been put in place. And so, you know, given my background in academia, public policy, a think tank, and then at the White House, and the Trump White House, as the Chief Economist, the Office of Management and Budget, I'm really trying to come in and make sure that we have the soundest policy possible. Because the states are where the action is going to be. We can't trust D.C. to get anything right. I'm concerned even when Republicans come in the House that they'll get much done, because the Democrats will still have the Senate and the White House, right? Mm-hmm. And so the state is really where we've got to have good pro-growth, you know, spend less, tax less, let's eliminate bad taxes, let's eliminate bad regulations, and just free up the private sector, free up people to fulfill their own American dream.
All right, folks, we are on with Vance Ginn from Young Americans for Liberty, and I want to start to scratch the surface, and because we're going to run out of time, but we'll carry it over to the next segment. But I want to get your sense on, you know, numbers I've been seeing, right? I've seen numbers that say that inflation is going to cost families an additional $7,000, an additional $10,000 by some numbers I've seen. There seems to be some debate. I've spoken with some finance folks and other economists that say that this, the approach that the Fed is taking to, what they at first said they wanted it to soften the blow and not have a crash landing. It seems like we're having a crash landing anyway. So I want to kind of get your perspective on that in the next segment, because I feel like there's so many American families, many that are listening right now, that are curious, and they're just wondering, you know, how long is this going to last? Are interest rates going to go up to 20%? What's going to happen in January? I would hope that, you know, the markets favor the Republican majority. I think they typically do, but you know, with a bill like this right before Christmas, I think this is going to be something of a red flag for a lot of markets that are out there, where they're going to say, you know, there's going to be more inflation coming, and it's going to be coming sooner rather than later. So we're going to get to all of that and more straight ahead. Vance, again, stick with us, folks. Our phone number is 1-866-505-4626. 866-50-JIMBO is the phone number. You can also find me online at Rich Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez. And if you want to follow our guest, he's at Vance Ginn. That's Ginn with two N's, G-I-N-N, on Twitter. And you can find us on all of the social media. We're coming right back to you. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. It's not over yet. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.